It is National Dairy Month, which is exciting. It started in 1937 as National Milk Month, and it's really just a way to celebrate not only our farmers, but the good, nutritious dairy that their cows produce. Because right now the cows are on pasture. They're living the high life, eating all that grass and producing all that milk. So, want to celebrate it.
Absolutely, that is awesome. I've noticed that the grass is a little bit greener this year, at least it seems to be. But what is the theme of this year's National Dairy Month, if you would tell us?
So the theme this year is local farmers, local dairy. And what we're trying to point out is the local food is, normally defined as kind of in a certain geographical area. People tend to think of local food more as their fruits and vegetables. And it's really dairy too. Dairy is a local product, and we want to get that word out there.
Sure, and you say that dairy is a local food, of course. I guess that people could learn more about the National Dairy Month because there's a new social media promotion going on, and tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have a social, media promotion called Make It With Milk, and it's just everything that you can do with milk. So you can mix it in, you can bake it up, I mean, lots of different things. And if you follow us on Facebook or Instagram and then just comment with your favorite recipe or what you like to do, you get a free Make It With Milk kit, which is what you have
Oh yeah, I know. I'm
today.
excited, and I heard there's a pizza cutter in there, so that's gonna be awesome for the house. And really appreciate you bringing that gift in for us. A couple of months ago, there was a buzz about not being enough milk out there. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that?
Of course. No, there's always been enough milk out there. But what happened when COVID-19 hit is people got sick, and people are who man the production plants. So you had the farmers who were still milking their cows. Their cows have to be milked regardless if you're sick or healthy. That milk is entirely fine to drink, and then it goes to the processing plant where the processing plants were shut down. Or not, they might not have been shut down, but if you think about it, we had schools in session and suddenly they weren't. We had restaurants open and suddenly they weren't. And you can't take a 50-pound block of cheese and give it to the average consumer. That's more restaurant, So we had to figure out ways to get it to the consumer and not for those schools, because I don't think your average consumer is going to want to drink all those school milks, and not for, the restaurants, because again, you're not going to want to order 50 cases of shredded cheese, in a big box. So had to figure some stuff out, but we've caught up. We're good.
Very nice. Is there concern that if a second wave comes around in August or September, that there may be this issue again, or have they kind of figured a way out?
I think they've adapted and they've figured a way out. I mean, we've been through it once and we adapted pretty quickly. Dairy farmers are great. They're out there supporting the local community and giving away what they call milk boxes full of cheese and dairy because we know times are tough right now. And I don't think we'll see that going away. They've definitely adapted.
Well, that's great news for sure. A lot of people may not know where their milk comes from. There are places that they can go to find that out, right?
Definitely. I always tell people to go to whereismymilk.com, and if you purchase a gallon of milk or whatever, you'll see a code on there. And this is how you can truly determine if your milk is local. You plug that code into whereismymilk.com and it will show you the production plant that it came from. So it's really cool when I do that and I'm like, oh, it's like right across the river in like Alton, Illinois, because I live in St. Louis. So it is pretty close and it's fun to see that.
That's awesome. So what are some of the other ways that we're celebrating National Dairy Month this month? I know you have some recipes that are put up online that people could go and check out.
Yes, definitely. Next week is my week doing social media, and so I am doing a milk cooler, a Caribbean milk cooler, that you can find that recipe. I know people can't vacation, and if I like to pretend that I'm not here, I'm somewhere tropical, so I have the tropical music going, and you have to have your tropical drink, so you can find that recipe online. We have an easy bake quiche up there right now. So lots of different recipes, very quick, very easy, and you can get the entire family involved with these recipes.
Very nice. I know we've talked about this a little bit before, but just touching on it again this morning, you're a nutritionist, and a lot of people are, you know, sitting at the house and not getting out very much, maybe not able to exercise, so mm-hmm. diet becomes extremely important, too, to try and get healthy and avoid COVID-19. There are a lot of healthy dairy diets out there.
There definitely are, and people should remember, dairy has 9 essential vitamins and minerals, and it's a great source of quality protein. So you're getting the vitamins and minerals to help keep your body healthy, help keep your immune health up, and then you're also getting that protein, which helps keep you fuller longer, so you're maybe not taking as many trips to the pantry to get, you know, the cookies or whatever other goodies are stored in there.
Potato chips, that's my downfall. I totally understand that. Listen, I want to thank you for stopping in this morning. It's always great visiting with you. Was there anything else you wanted to add this morning?
Well, yeah, just make sure that your listeners follow us on Facebook and Instagram. STLDairyCouncil.org is our website. STL Dairy Council is our Instagram and Facebook handle. But definitely, you know, comment and get these free kits. They're awesome.
Yes, they are. I can tell you that from firsthand experience. I'm so excited to look at inside my bag and see what other kinds of goodies that I have here. So thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.